on ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you once again around the world. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, with my portion of the main menu for this week. You know those annoying ads, the pop-up ads that are on websites? Have you ever come across those? Or you'll load a page and it will load and then go through a bunch of other pages? Well, we've got just the app we think might do the job for you in terms of filtering these ads, and we're going to take a look at it today. The name of this particular program is called Ad Subtract, and you can pick this one up at adsubtract.com. It comes in two flavors. You have Ad Subtract Pro, which will allow you to filter, for example, you can filter music as well as ads, cookies, and all kinds of other things. Or Ad Subtract SE, which is their free version of the software, and this is the one I'll be demonstrating today. And this one allows you to filter ads and cookies. Now, when we say ads, as I say, we're talking about these pop-up ads that pop up all over the place. You go to many of the music sites, or you go to most pages or many pages, and they have these ads. It can get pretty annoying, you know, having them pop up all over the screen and having windows pop up and all kinds of things. Well, what Ad Subtract does is it actually filters them out. In other words, it blocks them and prevents them from coming up on your browser. Ad Subtract works with all browsers, Netscape, Opera, or Explorer, and it works with all of these, no problem at all. I think it's good software. I've been using it about a week now, and let's take a look at it here to show you how this kind of works. Okay, now I have it on the system tray, and you can right-click on it, and if you right-click on it, it will bring up a context menu, and you have options such as exit Ad Subtract, go to adsubtract.com, help contents, which is their help, tell you all about it, turn on filtering, turn off filtering, and open control panel. And it's open control panel that we want, and the first tab under this group of tabs is the main tab, and under the main tab we have upgrade. This is when they release apparently a new version. You can ask it to go out onto their website and check for an upgrade. That's a button. And then you have a button that says tell a friend, so I guess I could email my friends all about this software. Then we have a checkbox that's unchecked that says add attack. Now, this box is unchecked. It says add attack. Now, if I check this box, it's going to give me sound when an ad is blocked. I'll actually hear a sound, and we'll be demoing that in just a moment here for you. The next box is a cookie cannon, and this box also is checked, and this way I have sound. If these boxes are unchecked, they still block the ads, but you do not hear sound. I don't want to mislead you. I want you to be clear that these two boxes, Ad Attack and Cookie Cannon, are for turning on the sound effects that they have in the program to tell you when ads are blocked. So if these boxes are checked, you will hear the sound effects, and I've checked them for this demo. Normally, I do leave the ad one unchecked, so I normally do not hear sounds, even though it's blocking ads. Then you have OK, and Cancel, and Apply, and then Help, and then that's the main tab. Now, if we right arrow, we go to the next tab, which is the Filter tab, and we have checkbox checked all sites, filter advertisements, and that's definitely what you want. You do not want these ads, these pop-up ones, so you do want that checked. Checkbox unchecked, all sites filter cookies. If you check this box, it will probably either filter them all out or ask you if you want cookies. I'm a little unclear. I don't have that particular box filtered on this one. As I say, I'm kind of just learning the software myself, so I'm not really sure about every option in the program here. Then you have a checkbox that's checked. It says custom sites filter ads. And another checkbox, and I'm, of course I'm tabbing along here, that says checkbox checked filter custom sites for cookies. And I have that one checked as well. And then it has a list box, and it will show you whatever site you have or sites that you have blocked. And the only one in the list box is a very famous one called DoubleClick.net. And DoubleClick, you might have heard about them. They're the company that is actually putting ads everywhere, these pop-up ads. And they say they're reporting people's computer habits and this sort of thing. That's DoubleClick. That's what they're doing. And you can get information on what DoubleClick does and find good articles on why they're doing what they do and the best ways of blocking at www.grc.com. That's www.grc.com. You can learn lots of things about security and all this ad sort of stuff at that site there. And then we have add. We can press this button, and if we do that, we'll get a dialog box that will allow us to add a site, and you just type in the URL. So if you have a site that's got lots of ads and you want to filter them, you can actually add this site. So, for example, I might countrymusic.com, for example. I might type www.countrymusic.com or something to that effect. That's just an example, you understand. Then we have remove if we want to remove a site. And we have OK, cancel, and apply, help, and we're back to the filter tab. And if we right arrow again, we have browsers, and all the browsers that they list here are already checked. You have Netscape, you have Internet Explorer, you have Opera. And I think that's it. See, we have, we have Internet Explorer, all the different ones. Netscape. We have Netscape, Navigator 3.0 and 4.0. We have America Online. We have America Online. All their different browsers apparently are here as well. We have Opera 3.x, and then we have a checkbox that says, do not ask about proxy auto configuration, and then we have a box that's unchecked. It says, do not overwrite pack setting. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but it is unchecked by default, and you probably do want to leave that alone, because I don't know even what that means. Then you have, again, OK, cancel, apply, help, and browsers. And then we right arrow again. We have the advanced tab. OK, this is an unchecked box. This first one, it says checkbox unchecked HTTP proxy hop. Do not use proxy server, and that's unchecked. I don't use a proxy here, so I wouldn't need to turn that on, so it is unchecked. Then you have a checkbox that is checked. It says listening TCP port, and that's all you have there. And then the buttons I read earlier, the apply and all that. And then updates and report ads. Now, this box is a place where you can contact them if you go to a site that they don't have listed in their table here. And you could say, oh, this site has lots of ads, here it is. And you can give them the site and they'll add it. And then you have a button that says learn more, so you can learn how these ads work and what that button probably means. And then you have a checkbox, notify me when news or product updates are available. You can have them do that. Enable free updates to the ad blocking database. And that's also checked. And then you have the buttons again, okay, and all of those. And that one is that, and we have one more, and that's a button called statistics. And this button just shows you what ads have been blocked since you last were on site. It's like a table. And if I read down, now this one will have to be read with your mouse pointer probably, but if I read down here, I have, let's see here. I have two ads that have been blocked. Netmusic.com, I visited there and they blocked one ad. And HearMe.com, they blocked one ad from them as well. And that's all you have. Now, to show you how this works, we'll go to a site. Let's call my trusty Internet Explorer here. And the Internet Explorer will come up. And we will get different ads. And it's coming up on the screen right now with the page that I like to have it open to, which has no ads on it. But what's going to happen if I go to doubleclick.net? Oh, boy. That site is full of ads. So, we'll do that. www.doubleclick.net. I'll hit the return, and listen what happens when I hit the return here. Here we go. I'm hitting the return right now. Wow. Do you hear that? That's all the ads that it blocked from this site. And that's why I chose it. Because this site is full of pop-up ads. DoubleClick. I mean, it just has, I don't know how many it got that time. But quite a long list of them. And it will block them. And if I sit here on the site, probably ads will come up on the screen periodically, like every minute or something, and Ad Subtract will grab them for you and filter them out. Real fine software, and I suggest you pick it up. Again, it's www.adsubtract.com. That's www.adsubtract.com. Check it out. I think it's great software. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.